You are tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. David and Adam here, and we're paying tribute to the late, great Steve Albini. In that last set, playing a number of noisy rock tracks, including one that's quite a rarity, from an album that, really, unless you have $1,000 to spare, you're not really going to be able to afford anytime soon.
1997's The Futurist, a privately released album by Shellac. We heard Movement 3. There's no song titles. Each one just has the title Movement. And if you use the internet at all, you might be able to find a version of this to listen to.
Quite possibly. Before that, the album that really broke Big Black and got them a lot of attention, the Razor X EP from 1984, we heard the title track from that. And we started things off with Just Ducky, an early band of Steve Albini that he was in while he was attending high school. This is featured off of a compilation record called Without Warning, Early Montana Punk and Post-Punk.
Okay, now, Steve Albini never used a guitar strap.
This is very unique about him, yes.
He used what he called a guitar belt. So I think he invented it, and it just kind of fastened the guitar to his waist.
Going through the belt loops, basically. If you ever see a live video of Big Black or of Shellac, it's like beneath his crotch. The guitar is so low.
It's a low guitar. Mm-hmm. But anyways,
he had such good posture in spite of that.
If you see any picture of him performing with his band, I haven't been able to find one with a guitar strap.
Yeah, I think he never did, so, you know, take that for what it's worth. One thing I do want to mention, in terms of aesthetics, like, Steve Albini, he hated the idea of the rock star. He hated that image. He did not want to pursue that mythology, and he always criticized it, rightfully so. And a great thing was, he just looked like he was going to be more of a computer engineer than he would be in a punk rock band, and I think that was part of the ethos. It's that, don't try to play a role, don't try to look away, and just be who you are. And that's something that he always, I think, fostered in his own recorded output and with others he helped. And coming up next, we're going to be showing a side of Steve Albini I think a lot of people don't realize, because they're used to big, loud, noisy rock like what we've been hearing. But he also was responsible for helping to record some of the most, I guess you can say, conventionally beautiful music of the last couple decades, as we're going to hear in this surprisingly gentle set, starting with Lowe's debut EP from 1996, Transmission, with their rendition of Jack Smith.
There was a man named Jack who rode upon the golden cavern, and he brought great joy. Endlessly for what he couldn't help
at their mouths and rip the pictures down. Withdraw, withdraw, you live so far from town. This is what makes a thing last. Wanna make what didn't happen go. Take fear. Songs and what a way to sing. Their voices are bringing trees to their knees with nothing to say when they're speaking. The choir of the voices go higher. The choir of the voices go higher.
You are listening to Revolution Rock and our tribute show to the late, great Steve Albini, highlighting some very more, I guess you could say, down-tempo, tranquil music from the artist that we're not quite accustomed to being familiar with.
Yes. A lot of these songs were like a more mid-tempo or lower volume.
Yeah, much more intimate, not the abrasive, aggressive, hard rock and noise rock that most people associate with Steve Albini. We heard from the Cape May from their final album called Glass Mountain Road. That came out back in 2006, and we heard the song Spring Flight into the Land of Fire. Before that, we heard from Palace Music, and we're hearing them in the background now. We heard the Brute Choir from Viva Las Blues, and this, of course, is the project that, Will Oldham would sing for before becoming Bonnie Prince Billy.
And he went through a few different band names before settling on that.
And he actually had quite a relationship with Steve Albini before this, because he first met him when Steve Albini was back in Big Black as a fan, as a 15-year-old fan, and he went to a concert, and when he gave his name, Steve Albini said, "What? Oldham, I know that name. You put in money for a record and a t-shirt. Come over here, we'll get you your t-shirt." And they ended up hanging out all night, and they sparked a huge friendship, which ended up becoming a professional friendship. I do recommend checking out The Guardian. There's a great article by Will Oldham talking about his relationship with Steve Albini, which is very intimate and just really insightful. And we started things off with Low with Jack Smith from the Transmission EP, the debut EP from that great slowcore group. And if you were accustomed to hearing noisy rock from Steve Albini, well, don't worry, you're going to get it in this final set here on Revolution Rock.
Yeah, and I just want to say he also produced Lowe's really breakthrough album as well.
Oh, Things We Lost in the Fire,
which is
yes.
An excellent, excellent album if you haven't heard it. And so we just we picked a lesser known cut from a lesser known release. We're going to try and play this next set of songs and then end up the show. Mark Kasman is up next with the Cowboys and Indies radio program. I think we're just going to try and play through this set here. We're going to start off with actually this band.
Yeah, we're going to hear from McLusky from 2002's McLusky Do Dallas, To Hell With Good Intentions. Afterwards, we're going to hear something from Toronto's Mets with the Albini-helmed 2017 album Strange Peace with a song called Dig a Hole. Afterwards, we're going to hear something from Superchunk from No Pocky for Kitty. That's going to be Throwing Things. And then we're going to end off with the band that Albini's best known for working with.
In Utero, Nirvana, a really great album, their second album. My favorite of Nirvana's releases. And we've done features on this. It's been talked about a lot. They recorded it over 2 weeks at his studio, and they got up to all kinds of hijinks, like prank calling Gene Simmons, setting Dave Grohl's pants on fire, and different band members. And it just sounds like they had a good time making the record, and it's a great record. So we're going to hear a track from that to end out the show, and then we'll be back next week, same time, same frequency here on CGMFM. So let's get to it. We're going to start off with one of the many great songs from the Cardiff band, McLusky, very noisy, and their lyrics are very witty.
Yes, there's quite the wit about them, so here we go, Tensions, and what can we say but rest in peace, Steve Albini. See you next week.
Take more drugs. moderate rock.
See?